This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Friday. Yep, we made it to the end of another work week. Friday, the 17th day of January of 2025. The time is 8:07, currently in downtown Wausau. Overcast skies and 28 degrees is the temperature. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And also, again, if you go to our YouTube channel, yep, 98.9. This is not on the Civic Media YouTube channel, but this is on our own 98.9 WXCO YouTube channel. And you can become a subscriber and be able to see our video stream for the 2 hours every morning. So again, youtube.com, go to the 98.9 WXCO channel and be able to see our show live, or if you miss it, also see the video of our previous shows as well. If you'd like to join us, you can call us or text us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. You can also send us a text or give us a call through the Civic Media app. Just open up your app. You'll see all the stations. Fourth one down is 98.9 WXCO. Click on that, and then you'll be able to send us a text, give us a call, listen to our stream, send us an email, go to our website, and so much more. So, got all that out of the way. Coming up on today's program, we're going to talk plenty about the death of Bob Uecker. One of the, you know, you talk about, if there was a Mount Rushmore for Wisconsin, the man would have to be on there. I mean, you look at some of the famous folks who have come from Wisconsin. I think maybe somebody like Fighting Bob La Follette would be up there. And I really don't know the others who have, you know, been the incredible influences within our state. But whoever they may be, if you had to pick four, I'm sure one of those four would be a guy that was born in Milwaukee, became the first ever Milwaukee native who signed on with the then Milwaukee Braves. He played for the Braves. He played for the Phillies. He played for the Cardinals, won a World Series championship in a less than great career. But anybody who can hang around for 6 years in Major League Baseball, that is way, way, way beyond the average. But then became an announcer for the Brewers in 71, became a regular guest on The Tonight Show, became a star of Mr. Belvedere, became a star of those Miller Lite commercials, and found a whole new audience with the Major League films. I mean, it just went on and on and on. And despite everything that went around, despite an offer from George Steinbrenner to leave Milwaukee and go become an announcer for the New York Yankees, despite opportunities to go elsewhere to do network TV shows, he's always stayed in Milwaukee. He always stayed with us. And something I'm going to talk about as well coming up, he always stayed on the radio. And us being here on the radio,
Yeah. People
always talk about, well, would you ever want to be on TV? Would you ever want to do that? And it's like, no, radio is where it's at. And Bob Uecker could have gone to TV permanently at any time. There are more people that will watch on TV. We know that. But yet he always stayed on the radio, and he made radio special. He made those drives special. And so we're going to talk plenty about the legacy of Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker with our Civic Media sports reporter Mike Clemens coming up at 8:34 this morning. We'll talk about it as well with Paul Micklegg in our Wisconsin sports segment coming up at 9:21. So that's all coming up later on this morning, and I'll give my thoughts as well about the loss of Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker. Also coming up here in just a few minutes at 8:21, we'll be joined by meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We'll talk about this morning. You walk in, it's very pleasant. I mean, 28 degrees. There's nothing wrong with 28 degrees.
Nope.
You walk in, you feel pretty good. It's like, you know, you don't go out there and feel like, hey, if I have to walk more than a block, I'm going to get frostbite. But unfortunately, that is going to change, and it's going to change rather quickly by the time we get into the weekend. So
certainly will.
We will get all the details on that and more with Brittany Merlot in just a few minutes. Also coming up at the end of the program, before we send Ian off on a vacation for a part of next week, we will have our final daily history lesson, talk about some of the famous events that have occurred on January the 17th in history. We'll talk about some of the famous folks who are celebrating their birthdays. We will talk about, as well, special events being acknowledged for today. And
yes,
it's what we, I know you all wait for the very last part of the show. One of the last things we do each and every morning is our number for the day and our number for the day quiz. Number for the day we have every day, but instead of just giving it to you, we do it as a quiz for Ian.
Yeah.
And I give Ian three choices every day. So based on the math, he should get one out of three right just by guessing. So that's our baseline, 33%. If it's above 33%, it's a passing grade. If it's below 33%, it's a failing grade. But again, we ask more from Ian than just being a passing student. We want excellence here on this program. So we always want to have a winning week, which is 3 out of 5, more right than wrong. And of course, the best week ever has been 4 out of 5, and we're still looking for that perfect week of a 5 for 5 week. This week has been a bit of one of those where you've had to climb the hill.
Yeah.
Maybe the hill's been a little icy as well, so you slide a little bit. Monday, wasn't a good start.
Nope.
Didn't get that one right. Tuesday.
Nope.
Wednesday, you must have got it right. No, didn't get it right on Wednesday.
I did not.
So then the pressure was on. You put yourself right back against the wall. You knew that in order to get a passing grade, you'd have to get Thursday right and Friday right. So Thursday, I give you the number for the day. The topic was about births, right?
Yes.
Births.
Baby births was the record.
The record number.
Babies that were born to one woman, and she was in Russia. And
lived to be 75.
She would be 75 at having...
And the thing about what happened then, though, before you continue,
yeah, go ahead.
I think that you spent more time trying to figure that one out than any other one we've ever done.
I mean, right.
It was like I said, finally, you have to give me an answer here. I need an answer. We're going to run out of time here as the beads of sweat were pouring down your face. And then ultimately, you finally said the...
69. I said the lowest number.
The lowest number.
And that was right.
So there you go. You got it right. You were very, very happy about that.
I was able to use the safety net.
So. Yep. And that means that today it's all on the line.
Yep.
We don't want you to go off on your vacation with a failing grade.
Uh-uh. Mm-mm.
We got to get it right today. You got to find a way to pull victory from the jaws of defeat.
Yes,
to come
absolutely.
From behind. A thrilling victory in the end. So we will have that coming up at about... 9:56 this morning, our number for the day quiz, and see whether or not Ian can get it right, finish off this Friday with a win, and then get ready to leave. And of course, yes. If you haven't been tuned in, Ian got a special Christmas gift, a trip down to Disney World, right?
Disney World in Orlando, Florida.
In Orlando. You've been there before. But you've never...
It's been a while.
But you've never been on a commercial plane. This will be the first time you fly commercial. And you'll be heading there on Sunday, is that right?
Yep. 2 days away.
So two days.
Only 2 days.
Do you fly out of CWA? or are you going somewhere else?
We're flying out of Milwaukee.
Yep. I usually go to Minneapolis, but
we got a little bit of a drive, and then we'll take a plane to fly down to Florida.
Yep. So then you'll be there, and you'll be back with us next Friday. But I imagine that the excitement is just built.
Oh, absolutely. Every day it gets closer, I get more and more excited, and yeah, it's going to be so awesome.
Fantastic. So we'll look forward to that, but we'll finish things off here today. And before the last couple of minutes before we take our first time out and then bring on Brittany, I wanted to just say a couple of things myself about Mr. Baseball, because we've heard a lot. And one of the things that I haven't heard maybe as much, I mean, I have heard it, but a lot of, I mean, there's so much to talk about. But one thing that I want to point out is somebody that's done many, many play-by-play broadcasts and a lot of baseball games is not only was the man incredibly sharp and incredibly funny, incredibly witty, the man, for a former athlete, moving into not an analyst position, but a play-by-play position, did it as well as anybody that I think I've ever heard. I think the best when it's come to folks who were athletes, instead, because often the athletes will become analysts. You know, you have the play-by-play guy and then the analyst.
I've heard of that.
But sometimes you'll have a athlete that moves into a play-by-play. I think one of the best for football was Pat Summerall. He was a football player, and then he became a play-by-play guy and worked with John Madden all those years. But for the baseball, I just think that the way that Bob Uecker could call a game, even you know when he wasn't using his gifts of humor, just the basics of calling a play-by-play of a baseball game was stellar. And if you go back, and there have been compilations put together of some of his best broadcast and best moments, you'll hear some of the best moments and the way he was able to hit the moment, to be able to call the moment. Go back to 1982 when Cecil Cooper got the hit that gave the Brewers the lead that ultimately led them to winning the American League Championship and going to the World Series, the way he called that play. When he called the final out of that Game 5 against the Angels in the ALCS. When he called Robin Yount's 3,000th hit, perfect. The last outs of CC Sabathia's complete game in 08 that allowed the Brewers to go to the playoffs. The man was a genius in painting the picture, which is what you have to do in radio play-by-play. And I hope that as we continue to talk about Bob Uecker, people remember that not only was he just incredibly funny and talented in that way, he was also just a perfect craftsman when it came to calling a baseball game on the radio, and somebody that
he was able to create this mental image.
Yes,
it was so real. You actually felt like you were there.
Exactly. So again, so many ways to honor that man. A true treasure in the state of Wisconsin.
He will be missed.
Coming up, we will talk to Brittany Merlot about the weather in 2 minutes. The time is 8:19. Chat Home Show, 98.9 WXCO.
This is no social gossip. You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back. Chat Home Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. And again, you can join us by going to our YouTube page, 98.9 WXCO YouTube page, to be able to see a video stream, make your comments, join us in the program that way as well. So, again, really good to have our own YouTube channel. We'll try to use it more and more often as we go into the coming weeks and months. But right now in downtown Wausau, again, it's a very mild starts here at our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. 28 degrees is the temperature, so felt nice walking in here this morning to work, but it's not going to stay that way. And in fact, even in the last 24 hours since we last talked to our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, things have even got a little colder for the forecast. And get all the details, here is Brittany Merlot. Brittany, good morning.
Oh, good morning. What a whiplash for weather. My gosh.
And the thing about it as well as I knew it was going to get colder. And we saw it was going to get colder. And I thought it was going to be bakey, really cold maybe on Monday. But now it looks like the really cold weather has moved up a little bit. Has the forecast changed this significantly in the last 24 hours? And what happened in the last 24 hours to make this maybe even a bit colder and a bit longer, it seems like, in terms of the cold snap?
Yeah, you know, the models are just all over the place. That's why the forecasts, you know, when you forecast so far out, they're hard to pick on. But when we're looking at this crazy cold, what's really the concern is there cloud cover? Is there not cloud cover? Because clouds act as blankets. So if we don't have any blankets covering us at night, we are going to crash even colder, which means it's even harder to get warmer the following day. So it has a lot to do with the clouds and what they're going to be doing. But the cold is definitely surging in. It is just spilling in this evening, actually. So we're going to hit highs today at about 37 degrees, strong winds out of the south pulling in that warmth above freezing. And then as the front pushes in, winds are going to rapidly switch to out of the northwest. And we could see some spotty snow showers spark up from that. And some of them, if there's enough moisture, they could turn into little snow squalls where with the winds and a little bit of snow going, that visibility is greatly reduced. I think we had this about a month ago where a snow squall came through when a front pushed in, but either way, it'll be very brief, very minimal, but that is a chance this afternoon and into the evening hours. But then the cold sinks in. Now we're talking about falling to about 4 degrees overnight tonight, then tomorrow highs only 6 degrees. So like you said, Chad, it's moving in a little bit sooner. We were expecting highs in the teens still, but nope. Just the single digits tomorrow, and the winds aren't going to quit. They're going to be gusting at 30 miles per hour. So that single digit is going to feel more like the teens below zero. So that's going to be, yeah. And that's just the start. That is just the start.
And I got a long drive tomorrow. I'm going down to Mequon tomorrow for Central Wisconsin Storm Hockey. So I'm going to have to be prepared, right?
Yes, I would definitely make sure that you have a sleeping bag, blanket, extra hat, gloves, all that stuff in the car just in case something goes wrong. Because if you were stranded on the side of the road in those kind of temperatures, things get dangerous very, very fast. So yes, I don't even know if I'm going to drive this weekend because my car's a little old and I'm a little nervous. So I'm just going to stay home and stay warm because we're looking at actual temperatures falling to 20 below on Monday and potentially Tuesday night.
And the thing about also, it looks like once at some point tomorrow or tomorrow evening, we're going to go below zero. And once that happens, we're not going to get above zero for quite a while, are we?
No. Actually, we don't climb above zero again until Wednesday afternoon. And it's going to be the teens. So barely, right? You know, that's not too much.
I am so happy I'm not going to be here.
Meantime, yes, let's transfer from that cold, cold, cold forecast to the forecast down in Orlando, Florida, because Ian is he's flying out on Sunday. He will be down in Orlando for the early to middle portion of next week.
Yep.
And I asked Brittany, I said, we have to make sure that Ian knows what's going to be going on when he gets down there. And I know Brittany has taken a peek. And Brittany, what is the Ian Welsh Orlando, Florida forecast?
Ian Welsh is bringing the weather to Florida. He is literally dragging the cold front from Wisconsin with his plane all the way down to Florida on Sunday. Seriously, they're going to go from temperatures, they're in the 70s, mid-70s right now. And when you get there, Ian, it's going to be in the low to upper 50s. That's what's going to be hovering in throughout early next week. You'll see a lot of sunshine on Monday, but heavy rain moves in on Tuesday where they're looking at an inch of rainfall. And that kind of continues into Wednesday morning, too, with another quarter of an inch to a half an inch. So a wet Tuesday, Wednesday. But I think that means the lines will be shorter.
So I hope so.
that's not good news.
I know. It dries out, though, afterwards. I don't know how long you're staying, but it does dry out from Thursday on. But, you know.
How long are you there? When do you leave, Ian?
We leave on Sunday. Well, I should be at the parks.
No, when do you come back?
Oh, Thursday.
So you're going to be there till Thursday. So mm-hmm. I imagine, are you going to be at the park on Thursday as well?
Or is I'm going to be heading back on Thursday. I don't know exactly. We're still kind of...
All right.
Still kind of in the mindset of going with the flow.
Well, I guess, Brittany, the headline weather is, it's whether you're here or in Florida, the weather is not going to be all that great.
It's not ideal. No, it's not.
Well,
oh, but it's warmer. You know, 50s, 60s is going to feel like a heat wave to him.
What we're in. Very true.
That is so true. And that's why it's good to go this time of year, because it's going to still be 50 degrees warmer than it is here. So
absolutely.
That's still a good thing. Well, Brittany, again, thanks for the information. Stay bundled. Stay safe this weekend, and we'll catch you on Monday.
Bye, Brittany. Good. Have a good
stay
weekend.
Warm. You too.
Thank you.
That's our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, again, with the weather. And again, it's going to be cold. We're going to be below zero for days. Days. Yeah. So enjoy it right now. 28 degrees here at our studios in downtown Wausau. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by our Civic Media sports reporter, Mike Clemens. We'll talk to Mike about Bob Uecker and a whole bunch more. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
You got a great imagination. And welcome back, Chad Holmes with you on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:34, and as we do every Friday at this time, an opportunity to talk with our Civic Media sports reporter, Mike Clemens. And Mike, good morning.
Hi, Chad.
Well, I guess we'll jump right in, because about 24 hours ago, we found out about the death of... I said it earlier. I think if you look beyond sports in the state of Wisconsin, if you had a Mount Rushmore for Wisconsin natives, people that made big influences in Wisconsin, Bob Uecker would be considered as one of those four faces you'd put up there. Just an incredible story going back to the 1950s when he became the first Milwaukee native ever to sign with the Milwaukee Braves right until the final days of his life. I know you've been hearing from a lot of Milwaukee Brewer dignitaries, past and present, in the last 24 hours. It's been amazing, the outpouring for this man, hasn't it?
Yeah, and you know something? When you're at the ballpark, you know, and Bob Uecker comes in, this guy's a star. And, you know, it's been that way forever. It's been that way forever. I started covering the Brewers in... I got hired in the summer of 82 at the TV station that was the flagship.
Good year to do it, right?
it's like, wow, my first year they go to the World Series. How about that? This could be a pretty good gig. And, you know, he was a big star then, and that's before the movie and everything. So, you know, you somehow takes his career where he grows up in Milwaukee and listening to baseball, gets into the minors, and would later tell stories on the air about, you know, riding in a station wagon with five or six other ballplayers, because they all got signed contracts to a minor league team up in Eau Claire for the year. And, you know, and wonderful old stories like that that he used in his career. You know, for 60 years, he was able to promote his six-year baseball career, where he played for the Braves, then he was with the Cardinals when they won the World Series in 64, had a stint with the Phillies. And after that, Bud Selig hired him as a scout. He wasn't a very good scout, but Bud saw the talent that this guy had and then put him in the booth and had him learn from Merle Harmon and a guy named Tom Collins, who I get to work with at the start of my career. Tom was at the end of his career, sportscasters, and that's how he learned the trade. So, you know, the turning point for Bob in terms of his entertainment career was that he started working up that act where he was doing sports banquets, and then he started doing, like, colleges. And he was at some fancy banquet, and Al Hurt, who was the famous trumpet player in the 60s, had a hit called Cotton Candy. He was the main entertainment at the very first Super Bowl. Al Hurt, who was out of New Orleans, was there that night, and he came up to Bob after Bob had done his monologue, and he said, "You're funny, man." He said, "Listen, I'm going to get you on the Tonight Show. I know Carson's people. We're going to get you on the Tonight Show." And Uke said, "Oh, yeah, sure, right, okay." He said, 2 weeks later, they called. And so he got that stint on with Carson and killed. Just was, you know, as funny as could be. And, you know, when you look at those tapes on YouTube, what was so funny is that Bob would talk, you know, tell the stories like, you know, "Yeah, you know, I got a tryout with the Braves, and so they said, you know, that the signing would be $3,000. He said, "You know, my dad didn't have that kind of money, but eventually came up with it." You know?
It was funny last night, actually, Mike, you mentioned those YouTubes. I actually, the Tonight Show put out a video after Bob passed away, and it was like the first guest was Mel Brooks. The second group was the Smothers Brothers, and then Bob Uecker. I mean, it was like, I mean, he was in the stratosphere when it came to with the talent. It's incredible.
Yeah, and that's the thing. He was more than just a former baseball player. I mean, he's one of the funniest guys around. I mean, Norm MacDonald, who was a great comedian, wanted to hang with Bob just because he was so funny to be around. He was just naturally gifted that way. And telling funny stories, and of course it just worked for him on all kinds of levels. So, yeah, he gets the Tonight Show gig, and then he gets Mr. Belvedere and the Miller Lite commercials, and then he gets into Major League and develops that Harry Doyle character, which was mostly ad-libbed.
Right.
You know, they had sort of a script for him, and you know, he just kept on going to the stratosphere. So, on any given day, if you go to the ballpark, Bob would get up in the morning and get on the boat and go fishing in Lake Michigan. And then he'd go back to the house in Menominee Falls. He lived in Arizona most of the year. He'd do some prep, shower up, drive into the ballpark in the Corvette, and pull into the loading dock where he had his own little private space, parking space, and then walk to the elevators. And he would go into the clubhouse and visit with these guys, with the players. And the players, we got to talk to Mark Antanasio yesterday, to Ryan Braun, to Christian Yelich, and to the pitcher Brandon Woodruff. And he said, you know, the reason that I asked Brawny, I said, you know, Bob Uecker, he recognized that a clubhouse is full of characters, just like the movie Major League, and he pulled his stories from those characters over the years. You guys must have trusted him that if you told them something funny that had happened or something that was going on, maybe serious, that it wasn't going to end up on a game, right? Or on the Tonight Show or something. And Brawny said, yeah, you know, Bob was almost like he was one of us. He was a player. Yelich said that too. He said he's almost like the team psychologist or, you know, a safe haven, and you could go to him. And Woodruff said, yeah, you know, I knew who this guy was from the movies and, you know, play-by-play and stuff. And he said, you know, you're a little, shy when you, as a kid, come up from the minors and you get called up to the team. And he said, you know, Bob would come over and introduce himself and just say hi and kind of build a relationship. But you looked forward to him coming by and saying, how are things going and how are you? And then as Braun said, after a while, or Yelich said this as well, he says, at some point, Bob just became Bob to you. And, you know, he'd tell you things. And that's why it was Yelich. He knew that Bob had been battling cancer. We found out when the family put out a joint statement yesterday morning, as you mentioned, that he'd been battling a rare small cell lung cancer for 2 years. And we talked to Antanasio about it, and he said, yeah, only a small circle of people knew, a couple of players, those of us in the organization. And he said, I would try and tell Bob, you know, Bobby, you know, take it easy. You can take some time off if you want. And he said, but Bob was stubborn. He said, I'd have to call Bud Selig to see if maybe he could nudge him. And he said, there were days last year where Bob Uecker would go in for radiation treatment, then drive to the ballpark and do a nine-inning game.
Final note about Uecker. As somebody that's broadcast play-by-play, I've done so many baseball games, among the others. I think, you know, we've heard a lot about Uecker in all these incredible ways. The man was one of the best in terms of play-by-play. Even without, you know, everything. If you go back to listen to when Cooper got the hit in 82 against the Angels to give him the lead, or Robin's 3,000th hit, or the final outs of the Sabathia complete game that got them into the playoffs, the man, I think of ex-athletes, they go into, they become an analyst so often on TV. To do radio, where you have to be able to paint that picture, be able to, you know, do everything you have to do within a radio broadcast, and he never lost the sharpness of his mind, and he was able to do it right till age 90. I think that's is something also that needs to be honored, because he did it as good as anybody.
Absolutely. And you know, I sensed, because you know, we knew that he'd cut back on doing road games. 86, 87 years old. And then he started cutting back on home series. Like,
right.
He might do the first game of a three-game homestand or something. And that's when and also I would watch him. You know, you didn't go up and say, hi, Bob, how you doing? You know, Bob was a star.
Right.
And you gave him a little space, a little distance. But he would come out and play and joke around with people from time to time, say hi. Then he'd, you know, go in his booth, close the door, and just focus on his job. But he started using a cart, you know, like you pull that car in, and, you know, sort of like a person that needs help at the airport to be taken out to the gate. He'd get rides like that, and he'd go up. And so I started listening. I mean, I listened to every pitch, you know, that he called last year. And I'd be in the press box, and you can listen on a frequency 88.5 FM, any of the fans. And so it's program. There's no commercials. It's in real time. And I will listen to his calls. And so one time, you know, Garrett Mitchell, the young player who'd gone through injuries, finally hits his home run. And I'm telling you, Chad, it's like ball comes off the bat, and Bob already knows. He's already get up, get out of here, you know. And we'd get that home run call. And I'm like, oh, my God, this at 90 years old, he's still the best accurate play-by-play announcer. Forget about the comedy and all that and the story.
Right.
He was the best play-by-play guy. He was really, really good at that.
Yesterday, you were in Green Bay as well, and they always hoping to have the end-of-season press conference with Brian Gutekunst sometime in February, but unfortunately it's happened here in mid-January. What was the big takeaway that you had with Goody?
Well, you know, people talk about, maybe next year, two years down the road, you know, they're kind of in a window for the Super Bowl, and he reinforced, like, no, that was our best shot, okay? We're not putting together, you know, you don't want to compromise your future, but we're trying to put the best roster out there that we can every year. So he scored big time with those two free agency brought in, and Xavier McKinney at safety and Josh Jacobs at running back, you know, from the Raiders. And those guys are not only great players, but they've instantly become two huge leaders, both on offense and defense, in that team. But then you have, you know, one of the players, what was it, Keyshawn Nixon, he pointed out to us as he was cleaning out his locker Monday, listen, man, you guys don't understand. We were really banged up in the secondary there. Evan Williams, the rookie, was doing a great job at safety, but this quad injury, it was half, you know, 50-50. And Quay Walker was hobbling out there on an ankle against the Eagles. And he was naming, you know, besides Jair Alexander, you know, they weren't at full strength going into the playoffs in the secondary, and so that put them at a disadvantage. And then we got into the Jair Alexander situation because he's, you know, one of the highest paid corners in the NFL. I think his base this year would be $16 million, up as much as $25 million, I think, with incentives, something like that. Mm-hmm. But Jair Alexander, because of injuries, has missed half the games the last 2 years. So Gutekunst was asked about, you know, what about Jair? Now, I speak fluent Goody. Okay? So He said, well, you know, yeah, very frustrating situation, frustrating for the player, frustrating for the team. And, you know, we're just kind of getting into that now. We're looking into that and trying to decide, you know, what's going to be the best course of action. But, yeah, we're looking into that, which means it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
They're either waiting for his agent to come forward and say, we need to renegotiate this thing because, you know, we're not going to pay that much for a player who's, you know, whose health is in question right now. And I think they're going to find a way to just probably move on at this point.
We got about 90 seconds left, and the Packers made a coaching change yesterday. They fired their defensive line coach. I guess two-pronged for you here. Why do they do it? And also, you've been around this so much. How much does it matter having the right coach in a position area?
I think that sometimes they're like teachers. You know, if you're in a class all day and one teacher doesn't bring it fresh to you, or you start to realize, you know, this teacher doesn't really know this topic very well. You know, I've had better teachers. And it's the same thing with coaches. They are teachers all day. And if you start to, if you get input from some of the players, like this guy, you know, he's not the smartest coach I've ever had, that can come back. Also, so what they did was this, you know, Jeff Hafley coming in as defense coordinator changes to a 4-3, and they get up into the rankings, anywhere from the 5th to 10th best defense in the NFL. Hafley getting an interview with the Jets for their head coaching position earlier this week. But people were critical of the pass rush and not getting to the quarterback, so Jason Rebovich, who was a Joe Barry hire, was let go yesterday.
Interesting stuff as always. Always great to wrap up the work week with you, Mike. I know you're going to stay busy because we didn't even get to the Bucks and the Badgers. Still a lot going on, but enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the coverage. We always appreciate hearing you all through the day here on Civic Media, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Appreciate it, Chad. Thank you.
That is our Mike Clemens. Again, lots of good stuff for Mike. We're going to take a timeout, have more. The time is 8:49. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can again join us by calling or texting 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. And you can also join us by watching our video stream at youtube.com. Sports last night in high school activity in a game heard right here on 98.9 WXCO last night. Tom Weaver was over in Edgar as the Marathon girls basketball team improved to 11-2 on the season. Raiders defeated the Edgar Wildcats 53-38. Marathon was down by 10 in the first half, but came back to win that one. Marathon back in action on Tuesday with another big Merriwood South matchup against Stratford in Tuesday night's game. Again, will be heard here on 98.9 WXCO. Also last night in the Merriwood South, it was Auburndale edging Stratford 51-47 and Assumption top Newman 78-11. It was Abbotsford in the Marrowood North beating Athens 54-49. Also in the Marrowood North, Rib Lake over Shawamigan 70-34, and Phillips beat Prentice 51-37. Last night in high school hockey, I was at the Marathon Park Ice Arena as we had the Wausau West Warriors and the Marshfield Tigers, a game that was heard live on the Sports 2 stream at WXEO.FM and the Civic Media app, and on tape delay after the Marathon game on 98.9 WXEO. It was a surprising start as Marshfield held Warriors scoreless in the first period. It was 0-0, but then Wausau West exploded for 6 goals in the second period, including a hat trick from Cooper DePoit, including his 100th career point, and the Warriors went on to win 9-0, so Wausau West improves their win streak to 7 games in a row. They are now 13-4. They are 5-1 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, and they are 1 game back of Stevens Point, who beat East Merrill United 12-0. Next week, major week for the Warrior hockey team. Tuesday night, they travel to Eau Claire North for a non-conference game, another game that will be heard on the Sports 2 stream of 98.9 of WXCO.FM and on the Civic Media app, and then on tape delay after the Marathon girls basketball game. But then next Thursday night, biggest game probably of the regular season. In fact, it is the biggest game of the regular season. Wausau West will be at Stevens Point next Thursday night. In all likelihood, the championship of the Wisconsin Valley Conference on the line. West at Smash next Thursday live right here on 98.9 WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Also last night in hockey in the WVC, DC Everest defeated Wisconsin Rapids 4-1. The Evergreens also have a 7-game winning streak. It was Mosinee in the GNC beating Waupaca 7-1, and also in the GNC, Antigo over Northern Pines by a score of 5-3. Coming up tonight, we have high school boys basketball as the Wausau West Warriors taking on Green Bay East. We'll be at the field house at Wausau West High School, starting with the pregame show at 7 o'clock and the opening tip-off at 7:15. And tomorrow, we have Central Wisconsin Storm Hockey down in Mequon, taking on the Lakeshore Lightning. I'll make the long trek in the cold weather, and we'll have live coverage starting with the pregame show at 1:30 right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, Ian, why do we do this? Why would I go all the way down to Mequon on a frigid Saturday to bring you coverage of the Central Wisconsin Storm tomorrow, or the Wausau West Boys tonight, or Marathon next week, whatever it may be? Why would we do this?
We do it because we are very, very proud to be the only local Wausau radio station that still covers local play-by-play action of high school sports in the area.
Yes, we are very proud. Again, for many, many years, there were multiple stations, but others have dropped by the wayside, so we have decided that we will keep carrying that baton because it's important. It's part of the deal. Again, it's not about the greed all the time, people. It's about being able to do the right things, and the federal government, the FCC, gives us a license to broadcast, not just to make as much money as possible, but to cover news, to cover local events, to cover local sports, to do things that are of benefit to the people in our community. And one of those things is covering local high school sports. So again,
even when the weather is bad.
Even when the weather is bad. And not only do we do it because it's the right thing to do, but we are proud, with a big capital P,
absolutely
proud to do it. So
come rain, come shine, come snow, come sleet, we will be there.
That's exactly right. So, exactly right indeed. So, coming up in the next hour, we are going to have Paul Micklig join us, talk again Wisconsin sports. Lots to talk about when it comes to Wisconsin sports. He'll be with us at 9:21. And then at the end of the hour, of course, we will have our number for the day quiz. So, people, I know you're counting down the minutes to see if Ian can earn himself a passing grade this week. He's 1 out of 4, so that's only 25%. You have to be at least 33%, so that means he has to get it right today.
Yes.
In order to earn a passing grade before he gets on that plane and heads over to Orlando. And the thing about it, I'm going to... We'll tell you coming up in the first segment of the second hour what the topic is. But I will say,
okay,
this topic does connect with your trip to Orlando.
Oh.
And it just happens to be this way. I looked at it right now. But we'll give you that topic coming up. And
okay.
So, yep, that's something to look forward to as well. Glad you could be with us here on this Friday morning. Yep, Friday. heading towards the weekend. With Ian Walsh, I'm Chad Holmes. The time is 8:58, 28 degrees here at our downtown studios. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.